morning, Your Honor. It's Mr. Wilson. I'm here to deliver a speech on behalf of both. First of all, I'd like to say that credibility and congratulations to the chief deputy here to explain what you find in it. He understands that some of the possibilities cost the court a question. The issues of credibility, that's not enough. The board and their decision is to endorse the right to choose a foregone assessment. The judge was clearly to not make a strong enough credibility finding. Therefore, that point provides the citation based on the facts of the finding. The petitioner must address questions which are to be established in the case. The respondent was struck with a bond by a classmate. She requires hospital visits, extensions, and treatment. When she complained to the authorities, she was beaten by the police officers before they executed the execution. Now, she was beaten up. She was charged, and she was charged much to be a member. When she works in the bank, she got the conviction. That is correct. So, the fact that taken by the sheriff is that they broke out the police station. As a result of these two cases, she required a college to receive counseling for a year. As frequently as three times a week, spending part-time, a week at the end of the session, and she saw people who have been asked to check them out of counseling, but they just don't have certain requirements. Those two months of counseling, she taught her a full-time decision. And she was I think it was 7 months ago that the state county reminder arranged for her. She basically needs a letter arranged for her to take. This works out early, and then she applied for a student visa. Reminding the paperwork to see her attorney. So basically, it's long enough for her to get the paperwork to see the visa, because then you get her daughter as well. Basically, the mother received threatening phone calls and letters. Her classmates spat on her and called her a sinner. She's threatened from other classmates. Those were the two major physical hazards of persecution. This was not threatened. She received phone calls and letters. There were no flames at this point. The abuse is what's happened.
In this case, the court seems to be in your position that what happened to her probably constitutes persecution.
In most cases, what the circuit of the community is on your chair, I would start to say that I know the opposition said, well, she was on the court twice, and she was on the court once, and being in the church for the first time, as long as that's the way, is the mental health. I would like to celebrate my honor and some PTSD, post-it, in 6 to 12 weeks. And if those scars didn't last forever,
what's the best case that it's on the mental health?
Okay, I have some broken arms, which is starting to stay chanted. I'm talking about your best case is on threats and injuries. And if the part of this whole matter is that she's an abuse officer, say that if I try to check something to you, if I try to say something to you, no longer that this will be. But you can ask some of the cases of somebody's mental health has been evidenced by a community in 2015 in mental health. Please don't store any kind of physical abuse you can have done from it. I think if the court finds it, we have a better burden to have persecution based on physical and more importantly, mental abuse. The government would not be able to rebut the presumption that it is not in the records or any records shows that the Chinese government is threatened to minority religions. Or that the government is Chinese government.
Do you think for this critical portion, I agree with those who are Chinese citizens, in terms of not sharing the government did it, but is she actually converted?
Well, this is practice of Christianity. She's living in a line and she's in Denver. The record shows that she's not baptized at the time, and she's practicing, she's holding church, and she's acceptances, and she began a contemporary union. She had a life. She's direct Christian, and she's what she's brought to her right now. Because she's very passionate, and that she's in the union, and she's in the song. Right, but then, I mean, she's in the union, she's acceptances, and she's in the church, and she's in the union. her. She listed her website that she was sitting in the shooting airline during the murder. She was at this Lutheran church. So I thought she was saying that.
That's not what she said.
She's not.
She has a child.
She does not.
But I thought it was
something that you
heard about her being sick in the airline.
No, it's not sitting in front of the Christian church. I think she made the decision that she was marrying
Church.